In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor checks in with some U of I undergraduates about their experiences at a recent gathering of environmental activists and student leaders from across the country.
Most people who sympathize with the individuals and communities harmed by coal mining and natural gas extraction do so on the basis of media accounts or documentary films. That was previously the case for Leah Worster, a U of I undergraduate in the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences, who's also an organizer for the Student Sierra Coalition and an active member of Students for Environmental Concerns. That changed in October when Worster and a group of 40 other U of I students attended a conference in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, called Power Shift. It was, in the terms of organizers, a gathering of more than 10,000 youth leaders from around the country with the ambitious goal of building a movement to fight fracking, divest from fossil fuels, build a clean energy future, and stop the climate crisis. I met with Worster recently over lunch at the Red Herring to talk about the experience. We were joined by two other students who are active in environmental efforts on campus and who also attended the conference, Peter Whitney and Tyler Rachi. When I asked the three to describe the aspect of the weekend that had had the greatest impact on them, they quickly agreed, hearing directly from people in frontline communities. Worster added, "You never know what's been clipped when you see people in a documentary. It's a different experience to actually hear them speak and be able to ask them questions." As an example, the students told about a man only a few years older than they are named Junior Walk, who lives in the coal country of southern West Virginia. In fact, Walk explained, he lives in the shadow of a massive earthen impoundment of coal slurry, the mixture of water and toxic byproducts created by washing coal. Should that impoundment fail, Walk and his neighbors will pay the price in property and lives. The students were moved by the stories Walk told of how locals suffer where mountains are torn down to extract coal. Their water is fouled and undrinkable. The air they breathe is filled with dust from coal processing, and they're subject to a long list of illnesses caused by constant exposure to coal pollution. The students also responded strongly to stories they heard from Candy Mossett of North Dakota, who was there to represent the Indigenous Environmental Network. Mossett called attention to the devastating impacts of the current fracking boom on indigenous communities of the northern Great Plains, which included everything from racist graffiti and intimidation by workers to dangerous truck traffic, assault, and murder. She also showed photos of many environmental hazards and violations associated with gas operations. The Illinois students said they were especially unsettled by what they heard from Mossett because their predecessors in SCCS pressured the U of I to replace coal with natural gas as a source of fuel at the Abbott Power Plant on campus. That switch, they know, makes perfect sense as a measure to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But at the same time, they now understand in a very direct way, it deepens the university's ties to an energy source with its own set of intractable problems. When we spoke, Worster, Whitney, and Rachi could not say yet how their new understanding would translate to policy or action for SECS, but it's certainly gratifying to see young leaders willing to face such difficult questions head-on.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.